Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
Anything? You really think the king meant that? Then you'd be like a lady walking here. They said, my mother heard you on the radio, and she heard you saying that if two of us agree about anything, he'll do it. Said, so you go down to that church and have that preacher agree with you that I'll win the lottery this week. I said, ma'am, first of all, when you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're never going to ask God to do something you know that's not His will. I said, first of all, you need to tell your mother she needs to stop sinning and buying those lottery tickets. She needs to stop throwing her money away in the lottery, and she needs to go find somebody that's poor and needy on the street and give those dollars to the poor and needy, because God says when you give to the poor and the needy, I return it with good interest. I said, at least you'll get something back. Isn't it amazing what we don't know about this book? So here this woman's going to send her daughter down here to the Living Savior Church for me to pray and agree with her so she can win the lottery. Now, there ain't no use me praying that prayer, because I know God ain't going to answer that prayer, because he says in James, he says clearly, you have not because you ask not, or you have not because you ask amiss, because you want to spend it on your own lustful desires. And you think God's dumb? Not hardly. So if you're asking for something you need or something that's in accordance to the Word, if you're walking in obedience to His Word and you ask in faith, the answer is always yes. But if you say, God, I want to win the lottery, forget it. He ain't going to do that for you. I don't think it's God's will for you and me to sin in gambling, do you? Not hardly. No, not hardly. Now then, let's go just a little bit further and we'll stop and take a break. Now then, a lack of knowledge of God's Word is the greatest hindrance to your faith. A lack of knowledge. Now, first of all, let me make this statement. It took faith, true faith, for you to come into the kingdom of God. To be saved, you had to have faith. You had to believe what the Word of God says to get saved. If you didn't really believe you were saved when you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, you're not saved. You have to believe it. You have to heard somebody preach it. You've got to have heard it with your ears, that if you'll confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart, you're saved. If you really got saved, after that, nobody should have to ask you if you're saved. You ought to be telling people, I'm saved. I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You should not be ashamed of the King. But after you get born again, it's not a lack of faith that's the problem. After you get saved, it's a lack of knowledge of God's Word. That's the problem. When you begin to take those scriptures like I just quoted there, John 14:12, 13, 14, when those become a revelation to you as a son of God, what can you do with those three verses?
Whatever.
Woo! Awesome. Now, wait a minute, Lord. When you were here, you spoke to the storms. Now, wait a minute now. You don't think that God meant that you could speak to a storm? Really? Give me a break. In fact, I heard a preacher on 660 the other day. He was in just a couple of shows, three or four shows before mine. I don't remember who he was. But he said, there's some preachers out there, some people out there say you have authority over the elements and over the storms and sickness and disease. And he said, I'm telling you, those people don't know what they're talking about. I thought, boy, one of us is really wrong. What do you think Jesus meant then when Jesus said over there, whenever they was crossing the sea and the storm came up, and they woke him up and said, Lord, do you care, not care that we perish in this storm? The sea, the waves are coming over the boat. We're going to sink and die in this thing. He woke up and he looked up and he said, where's your faith? What does he mean by that? Where's my faith? Well, he stood up then and rebuked the wind and the waves. And there was total peace. You know what he's trying to tell us? Remember, what did Jesus say in John 14:12? What did he say we could do? Greater things. So, if you're at home one day and you need to fight the fight of faith and you look out and the devil is bringing a tornado by your house, what are you going to do? Let the beast tear up your house? Stand there and watch him? Or are you going to take God's word and say, God made me these promises in his word and I have authority over you? Somebody said, but that comes from God. Now, wait a minute. If Jesus never done anything contrary to his Father on this earth, if that storm that was there on the Sea of Galilee came from his Father and he rebuked it and commanded it to be still, that meant he would be coming against his Father. So who was it brought the storm? The devil. Sure, the god of this world. The prince of the power of the air. Now see, in the original intent, when God created the heavens and the earth, he gave it to who? Man. He gave the earth to man. He said, take dominion over it. Subdue it. What does that mean to you? To have dominion over the earth. It means everything's mine. Well, Adam was supposed to control everything, the elements, the weather, everything with his spoken word over this planet that would have been given to him. But the enemy wanted it, so he came and stole it away. By deception, he got it, and he became the god of this world, and he became the prince of the power of the air of this world. And he was that for 4,000 years. At the end of 4,000 years, our Savior came, and he destroyed the works of the devil. When he defeated him totally and completely, Satan has no more power, and all of that dominion and power that we lost in the fall came back to us, the church. Not only all dominion and power, but all authority over Satan has been given to us according to the Word of God. Now then, if you don't know these things, what can the devil do to you? He will come in by deception and bluff, and he will beat up on you, and he will absolutely kill you and destroy you. But if you know who you are, when the devil comes in, you can take the Word of God and you can come against him. When he comes at you and bites you with a spider, you don't have to take that anymore. You don't have to go to the doctor. When you fall through a hole and tear your leg up, you don't have to go to a doctor. You can trust God. Believe me, he will heal you. I've seen him do these things over and over, many, many times. But if you really want to see God do some wonderful things, start believing his word. But I will say, it'll put your faith to the test. It'll put you to the test. But you were in the meeting the day my wife was killed, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
You were there. This little lady saw what I did that day when a police officer walked in and told me my wife and daughter was dead in a car wreck. And that my grandbaby and the other little girl, like a grandbaby, was in critical condition and probably wouldn't live. And what the people saw was not what they expected. It was at a healing school. Just exactly like that. We had just started at 1 o'clock. And I said, I'm going to stop and we're going to worship the King. And that's what we did. For a few minutes, we worshiped and praised the King. And then I went home. And I got my son. And then I drove down to Cook's Medical Center and walked in there in total control with the Word of God in my hand. And we got to see God clean out Cook's Medical Center with all them sick babies. Mine came out of there alive. Kelly, with two crushed pelvics and a busted open head, was back in school in 2.5 weeks. That's God, folks. That's the King. Now then, we're going to take a short break. Before we take the break, what we do, and we only do this in the healing school. We don't do it anywhere. Everything's going. Okay, praise the Lord. We press on now with our healing school. And as I promised you just before the break, I'm going to have Louise come up and tell you this magnificent thing that happened to her dad. This is an awesome thing. And, of course, this girl came to a healing school, best we can remember, the first time 2 years ago in February. She came over when I was over at Hearst, and I guess she heard me on the radio. I don't know. I think that's where she heard me. And, of course, this little lady, she didn't know hardly anything about the power of God. But whenever she came to our healing school and began to get a hold of these things, started listening to my tapes, she began to really study God's Word, and when she began to get a hold of who she was and what she could do, I'm going to have her tell you the story about her dad. Come up here, Louise. This is Louise Jackson. She's going to tell you what happened to her dad and all this battle that me and her fought together. Praise the King.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. We just give you all the glory, Lord. We just give you all the glory. We praise your holy name. About two years ago, I met Thurman. I heard him on the radio one day, and I said, I'm going there the next weekend. It was just the healing school. And didn't know anything about really spiritual warfare or the Masons or anything like that. But to my horror, I discovered that my dad was a Mason, and I was even sitting under a pastor that was a Mason. There were people that united me. Right after I'd come up here and I'd gotten all the tapes, all of Thurman's tapes, and I was listening, I took home also a set from my pastor. And they were absolutely incredible until he got to the curses tape, which most of y'all know that one. And it said, if you've taken that, you're under a curse. And I was actually in praise and worship in the church where I was, and had already noticed that the people that were in masonry could not praise and worship. They couldn't even sit close to the front and, you know, like in an anointing. They couldn't hold their hands up, and it was if someone would come to the church that was highly anointed, they couldn't get really handle it. But anyway, my dad had an alcoholism problem, and he had problems with depression and things like that throughout his lifetime. He was a rancher and a very successful man, but he wasn't saved. I met Thurman.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.